The idea of working from home remotely was typically reserved for when there was bad winter weather, as an example, as a routine concept really wasn't put into play that often. Today, with the concerns about the coronavirus, many states are really giving no option. New York, for example, has mandated that 75% of a business workforce has to work from home, or if they can't, just sit out completely. How difficult and costly is it to set up an ability to telecommute, and are you still able to deal with all aspects of your job? Here to explore all this is the Director of Online Marketing for Cisco WebEx, Leonard Kaleo. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And learn more about the WebEx system that we are going to explore with Mr. Kaleo. It's WebEx, WebEx.com. Yes, we do have a link over at our website. First thing I've noticed when everyone started to work remotely in the media, I learned that if you can't go on the cheap with the video aspect of all this, because it's tough to appear authoritative when you start looking like that 1980s character on TV, Max Headroom, is it?
Absolutely.
Now, as far as the elements, what are the necessities for telecommuting?
Well, I think, you really want to, as much as possible, get a nice work office setup, as similar as possible to your work situation that you go to every day. So having the essentials as far as like a nice monitor, a comfortable desk. A lot of folks are now investing in the stand-up style desk. If you have that option, that's great because, working from home, oftentimes people get consumed and, hours can go by and they don't realize that, they haven't, taken a break. And so having those stand-up desks provide a great option. One of the things, too, though, working remote and using video conferencing, you want to make sure that, you know what people are saying because you're on the camera and all they see is that little window into your office. And so, you want to make sure that, your background and the view that the people are saying is, commands presence, if you will. And so a lot of people take for granted what they have in the background, and you don't want that to be a distraction. So the other key thing, too, as far as working from remote at home particularly, is to have a nice pair of headsets, some noise-canceling headsets if you can afford that. But the key thing with the headset is the fact that, there's a lot of background noise, and when people first go remote and they start listening and then participating in video conference calls, things such as typing on the keyboard loudly, it's amplified when everyone is sitting there listening on the phone. It's much different than if you're, in a big conference room where the noise is dissipated throughout the volume of the room itself. On the, on a video conference, all of those little noises are amplified. And so having a headset, especially if you have kids at home, it's of great benefit, not only for you, but also for all the participants in the conference call itself. And these times right now are much, much different than, the remote work prior to COVID-19. Folks today, with COVID-19, they're not the only ones in their house. They have their kids that are home now also because, schools are out. So it presents additional challenges to the work-from-home environment that we haven't seen as much of previously.
Now, on the flip side, on the company side of the equation, especially those who have been slow on the draw with realizing how in fact, the more telecommuters you have within your workplace, the less expensive it is to run your business. But that's we possibly get into that a little bit, too. Just on the average, it could save $1,000 for every certain number of employees that you have do this. As far as your less office space you need, less real estate you have to deal with. But for the company side who's been slow on the draw, does it benefit them having the hosting equipment, so to speak, or using the WebEx services that expedite this, or is this really things that the users sitting at home have to equip themselves with?
That's a great question. The beauty of today with cloud services or software as a service, if you will. As you know, it's very, very easy, simple, and fast to get up and running. And the entry point is very, very cost effective, very, very cheap. In fact, you know, throughout this COVID pandemic that we're experiencing right now, you know, we have our free offer is super, super powerful that, you know, has enough power to handle, you know, most of your, not all your SOHO environments, your sole proprietors, as well as a lot of mid-size, up to mid-size companies. And we've done that just to make sure that everyone, all the businesses out there can stay connected and stay productive. And the beauty of having it as software as a service or SaaS, if you will, there's no setup costs other than, you know, downloading the app. And you don't even have to download the app. You can actually tie into via your web browser to the website and log in and execute through your web browser. It's that simple. And especially for small businesses out there, this isn't something that they need to worry about from an IT maintenance perspective because Cisco does it for you because it's all hosted in the cloud. You just subscribe to it and you let all your end users just either log in through the browser or download the app and they're up and running. It's that simple.
Talking with Leonard Kaleo, who is the Director of Online Marketing for Cisco WebEx. W-E-B-E-X, webex.com is the website. You have more info and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So it's really a system that no matter how small of a business, how large of a business, and whatever the needs are, the flexibility is there as well as the accessibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, especially in today's world, as we, I know, obviously with COVID out there, again, we're in unprecedented territories, but as everyone starts to, you know, keep themselves contained within their homes, when we get past this, you know, having the flexibility to move from your home office and drive into the office and maintain that call and that connection, or get on the train and maintain that connection, you know, like WebEx enables you to do that. So you have the ultimate flexibility to work remotely, work wherever you need to, because not always are you in an office or at your home office. Oftentimes, a lot of us are traveling. But with WebEx, we even have a an application that you can download on your mobile phone, and you can simply transfer the call from your computer to your mobile phone, get to your destination. And if you've got access to another computer at your destination, you can transfer it from your phone back to the computer or your PC. And that really gives you the ultimate flexibility so that you can, you know, that you can go and take care of your personal life as well, and you won't miss that game-winning soccer goal by your daughter. So, you know, it's great technology that enables you to be productive round the clock and enables you to a better job as far as balancing your personal life with your work life.
It's an amazing system and the way that it can adapt to no matter what your needs are. It'll be interesting to see, too, once the coast is clear, how many of these people are going to stay as telecommuters, how many businesses are going to realize that it's more cost-efficient to have telecommuters. Right now, it's about 40% who do some level of telecommuting, and out of that, only a single-digit percentage do it at least half the time. Learn more about Cisco WebEx at their website, webex, W-E-B-E-X.com. We've been joined by the Director of Online Marketing, Leonard Kaleo. Leonard, thanks so much for the insight into all this. Now people get a better understanding, and thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Hope everyone stays safe out there. Thanks for having me.